Okay, so at this time I'll call the meeting of the MPO to order. And would you please rise and join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Was most in unison of the
Okay, so the next item on the agenda, item number number two, would be the election of officers. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion to accept the nominations for the office of chairman.
Yeah, just Mayor, if I could just add one note on this. Based on the bylaws of the GVB MPO, typically we have a chairman from one of the two regions for 2 years, and then that switches back. So currently, Mayor Loretti is chair. We don't have a vice chair at the moment. So in keeping with the bylaws, the chair would come from the Metrocog region. The vice chair would come from the Valley portion of the MPO, just for everyone that's new. And just want to put that out there.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, Matt. I should have mentioned that myself, because we do have a lot of new members. So I'll entertain nominations for chair from the Metrocog. Are there any nominations?
Someone nominate Terry, please. We need someone to nominate. If someone would nominate Selectman Rooney, that would be helpful. But he's not
why isn't anybody Selectman speaking Rooney. Up?
All right, Anne Marie, thank you.
With the Fusco Derby.
All right. We have a nomination. Is there a second?
Yeah, Derby seconded it, Mayor.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay, so hearing no other nominations, we have one candidate. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, and are there any opposed? Motion carries. First Selectman Rooney from the town of Monroe is now the chairman. I will turn the meeting over to our new chairman.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for everyone's support. Is there anybody willing? We're on to item number four.
No, we're going to stay on three. You just got to do a nomination for vice chair.
I apologize. I was just ready to go, but thank you, everybody.
So we need a nomination for vice chair from the Valley region.
All right. Can I have a motion for vice chair from the Valley region, please? Can somebody please nominate Mayor Loretti for vice chair?
I'll make that nomination. Mr. Derby.
Okay, we have Mayor Loretti nominated from Derby. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Joe Yaman and Sonia.
Joe Yaman.
Thank you, Mr. Young. We have a second. Any discussion? No. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anybody opposed? Any opposed? Hearing none. Mayor Loretti is our vice chair. Congratulations. Thank you.
All right. We have officers. Thank you all. Appreciate that.
Moving on to item number four, do we have anybody that would like to publicly participate that is present or online?
We did not receive any requests for public participation, so I do not believe we have anyone.
Okay. Thank you. On to item five, approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
We have a motion on approval from Seymour First Select Woman Anne Marie. Do we have a second?
Second.
Doug.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the approval of the minutes from November 20th, 2025?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The minutes have passed. On to item number six, action items. Resolution 2026-03, safety performance targets. Matt?
We take a motion and a second first, then we can go to discussion. Take the motion first, and then I'll provide.
Okay.
Make a motion.
I apologize. Could I have a motion to move forward resolution 2026? That was Amory.
It was.
Yes.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second on the motion?
I'll second.
Second.
Okay, we do have a second. Thank you. Discussion, Matt.
Yeah, happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So these are the annual performance targets for safety that this body has been approving, I believe, since 2019, I think, was the first time we've got these. It was part of the transportation reauthorization bill that took effect in 2019. So the state of Connecticut has to do a continual update of annual safety performance targets based on metrics and methodologies prescribed by federal highways. So this is, again, the same safety targets we've been doing since 2018. I apologize. And so they must be established within 180 days of the states having established their targets, which they did. And so our target must be established and approved by this body no later than February 27th. So that's why we're bringing it to you now. The safety targets cover all public roads. Connecticut is required to set annual targets that are attainable or risk federal penalties. So CONDOT submitted their targets for 2026 to federal highways in August 31st of 2025. And they use the same methodology as described by federal highways. So very quickly, if we go to page 14 of the agenda package, these are the projected targets for 2026, number of fatalities per year. And again, obviously, we've had this discussion previously. Obviously, none of us want to be endorsing potential fatalities or serious injuries on our roadways. But these are not aspirational goals. They are tied to rolling averages based on the data that Connecticut DOT collects as part of the statewide crash repository, and other factors. So you can see on page 14, the target for 2026 number of fatalities is 270. The rate of fatalities per 100 million vehicles mile traveled is 0.85. The number of serious injuries per year is 1,300. The rate of serious injuries per 100 million VMT is 4.3. And the number of non-motorized fatalities and non-motorized serious injuries per year is 280. And again, just to reiterate, these are taken from rolling averages that Connecticut DOT uses a five-year look back to set these annual targets.
And they're actually very aggressive. So they go past a little bit or lower than those rolling averages.
Yep. Yeah, they try to provide where they can provide some additional safety and aspirational goals to the point at which, to the extent which is allowable by federal highways.
Also, fact for that, the agency does have a commitment to Vision Zero, which is zero traffic fatalities and serious injuries by, I would say, 2040, 2050. Yeah,
2040.
So this works towards that.
Okay. The motion to approve?
We just need to vote.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Moving on to action item two. Amended FFY 25-28 tip STIP FHWA projects resolution 2026-04. Do I have a motion?
Make the motion.
And motion from Anne Marie. Do I have a second?
Second. Loretti.
Second by Mayor Loretti.
Quick discussion on these items. There are three amendments to the Federal Highway FHWA TIP STIP. The projects are listed starting on page 18 of the agenda package. So the first project is 0015-0389, the repair and upgrade of fixed loading ramp on the Water Street Dock Bridge or Water Street Dock in Bridgeport. This project will repair and upgrade existing fixed loading ramps on the Water Street dock. The project will install turbidity curtain, steel pile wall, and new fender piles, replace some timber piles and horizontal bracing. This project was previously initiated in 2015 through a ferry boat discretionary award, but was canceled due to issues regarding the original scope versus the funding availability. Through coordination with Bridgeport, Connecticut DOT, Federal Highways, the revised scope has now been developed and accepted by Federal Highways. So that's why we're bringing this project back in. So this is the dock on Water Street that will also contain the high-speed ferry berth that is currently under construction. Project 0036-0207, bridge improvements, Connecticut Route 8, bridge 00572 over the Housatonic Rail Yard in Derby. This is a three-span steel multi-beam superstructure on reinforced concrete abutments and is in overall fair condition. The purpose of this project is really to just prevent further deterioration into poor condition. So it's kind of bringing it back up to a state of good repair. Specific improvements will be identified throughout the rehabilitation study. So this is a amendment to provide funding for the study and design and then construction of the rehabilitation necessary to keep this bridge in a fair condition. And finally, 0137-0560, replace traffic control signals at various locations in District 3. This, as we've done in previous years, this is a project will provide funding for the full replacement, partial upgrade, or removal of traffic control signals to meet current standards. The specific project locations in our region, our MPO region, there is one in Fairfield on Route 135 at Wall Drive and the I-95 off-ramp. In the city of Shelton, Route 110 at State Route 712. Also in Shelton, State Route 714 at the ABS Shelton Square North Drive. And the last full replacement is also in Shelton, Route 110 at Constitution Boulevard. And they're removing a signal in Bridgeport at Route 130 and Cortland Street. Those are the three amendments for this body to move on.
Okay. Move to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? Motion passes. On to item three, amended fiscal FFY 25-26 TIP-STIP FTA projects. Motion?
Make a motion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion for Anne Marie. Do we have a second?
Second, Plesko.
We have a second discussion, Matt.
Yes, so only one amendment to the FTA side of the TIP STIP. It's project 0499-2024BS. This is section 5310 program funding to enhance mobility of individuals, seniors, and individuals with disabilities. This is basically just funding, allowing for funding of the 5310 program. Which almost every municipality in this region participates in one way or another. This specifically is for wheelchair access vehicles for the town of Monroe, the town of Trumbull, and the Jewish Home for Elderly in Fairfield County, also known as the Mosaic Senior Life. So this plan revision will move previously approved funding from fiscal year 24 and the previous STIP into the current one that we have to carry out those funding requests.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Motion passes. On to item seven, other business. Meeting scheduled. Matt.
Yep. So next meeting is scheduled for March 26th. We took care of the safety targets, so we do not need to meet in February unless something comes up from Connecticut DOT from an amendment perspective that requires such. At this point, we've talked with them. We don't believe there will be anything that require a February meeting. So we will continue with our regular scheduled meeting in March and then also in May. And the other item here is just a 2027 to 2030 transportation improvement program. As we talked about at a previous meeting, Connecticut DOT, working with all the MPOs, is trying to move to an updated schedule of TIPs. We had been on updating it every 2 years up until 2016. We then went to a three-year schedule, but that three-year schedule causes some problems where you run into an issue between the federal government fiscal year and the state government fiscal year, whereas you have a period of time in which there are not You may not have a TIP that is currently active. So we're going to move back to a two-year cycle, which means that we're going to have a TIP that we're going to endorse for 2027 to 2030. And you will be seeing that in, is that for March, Megan, or is that May?
I don't
or is it
know.
Neither? All right, we'll provide more information on that. But I did just want to reiterate that I know we just recently approved the new TIP. That's one we just amended at this meeting, but we will be doing another transportation improvement program fully done for 27 to 30 to kind of create that overlap that Connecticut DOT and Federal Highways would like us to have.
That is it.
That is it.
Correct. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Ken Flato. Sorry I was late, folks, but glad it was a happy meeting.
So we got Anne-Marie, and I don't know who the second one was. Did we have a second on that? All right, Doug, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
That concludes the MPO meeting. For all the MetroCog folks, please stay on the line for our MetroCog meeting. Thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.